Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicate that tune to all the POWs, the prisoners of the womb, the 4,700 who will be torn to pieces tomorrow, 3,000 of whom will be at planned slaughterhood, having their heads cut off, and nobody wants to talk about it. Americans don't like to talk about distasteful things, but they are part and parcel of the murder tomorrow of 4,700 American children. Planned Parenthood alone, it kills 1,200 white babies tomorrow, 1,100 black babies tomorrow, and 700 Latino niños tomorrow. How sad, huh? How sad. And nobody recognizes the destruction of the American dream. It is really heartbreaking. So I'm going to give you a little rundown on my little getaway. I was gone for a couple of days. We went out to the Hamptons. And I'm laughing because I'm not Hampton people. We walked into a luncheonette for breakfast, and it was very interesting. As soon as the door closed behind me, I looked at everybody sitting there, and they said, I said to myself, they all voted for Obama. And that's why I know I'm not a Hampton people. But that's all right. I mean, everybody is a free man in America this week until the IRS gets control of your car computer and speeds up your acceleration. Oh, that's not going to happen, right? No. No. We're okay. We're all free here. Well, anyway, I got a bird's eye view of how the people in the Hamptons are, and very nice. We were out at East Hampton. It's very beautiful. And we were with some Democrats. And, oh, my God, you know, the people that claim to be bleeding hearts and standing on issues for the common man, I never seen so many waiters abused by two people in my life. It was heartbreaking. And our guest, who was one of those demo camos, and he teaches in a university. And I feel sorry for the students because they're all being brainwashed. They can check for suds coming out of their ears after one of his lectures. And all I heard was oil companies, American oil companies are no good. And big business is no good. This is a guy who used to be big business, but he didn't fare too well, so now big business is bad. If big business was good, he would be sending the wine back, which thank God he didn't do. However, they did chew out the poor waiter for bringing the salad too early. It's unbelievable. And then he put the waiter down and asked, "Do you have sparkling wine, sparkling water in a bottle?" And he said, "No, sir. I only have it in a glass." "You only have it in a glass? You don't have it in a bottle?" And then he looked at the wine menu and ordered the wine that he selected. And when the wine bottle of wine came, he looked at it, and it said vintage 2011, and he looked at the menu, and the menu said vintage 2010, and he goes, "They will never get a 4-5-star rating from Zagato or Zagat." And I recall a buddy of mine who used to be a busboy in the Catskills. And he had an Irish temper, and he was not a very big guy, but he was a pretty strong guy, and he was waiting on a table of arrogant Democrats, and they abused him and put him down and complained that he was taking too long to bring the butter. And the big mouth at the table, the biggest big mouth at the table, threatened to have him fired. Whereupon my friend resigned and gave the butter to Big Mouth, and he gave him all the butter in the face. And that's what used to happen in America when you pooped on the help. But today, everybody is bent-neck people. We are bent-neck people. You would think we were Egyptians. You know, there's an old story about the Egyptians that one conqueror was evaluating attacking Egypt, and he sent his spies in to size up the competition, and they came back and said that the women are very beautiful, but the men all have bent necks, meaning they could be easily subjugated. And that's what we got going on in the land of the freaks and the home of the not-so-brave. So I played Abide By Me for all the troops who are serving, especially the 65,000 who have to do the run-out yet in Obama's Afghanistan. And, of course, the U.S. fleet is short an aircraft carrier this week because Safari Man needs 5,000 sailors who sleep on a nuclear reactor and at least 60 planes to protect him from lions in the African jungle. But he couldn't protect two guys that he abandoned. Yes, cowardice in the face of the enemy. He is the commander-in-chief. He is the buck stops. The buck stops at his receptionist. Yeah, the 215 man. No work after 215. Yes, he's in Africa on safari. 52 vehicles. I don't know how many Hercules planes can carry 52 vehicles. I'm guessing 5. And he's also got a sniper team from the U.S. Marine Corps, and he's ordered them not to hold his umbrella just to make sure that the lions and the wildebeest do not gore him. Al Gore him. Yeah, unbelievable, man. $100 million he's spending, but he can't let little kids in to see the White House and vestibule because they have been sequestered. Yeah. Does this government have a lot of money? Could you reduce the size of this government by 80% and not feel a thing? You bet your sweet bippy you could. As a matter of fact, somebody challenged my 80% figure and insisted it's more like 90%. How's that grab you? Okay, so let me see what this is here. I've got something that says racists come in all colors. Okay. Oh, yes. Races come in all colors. Here's a couple of quotes from Demo Camos. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. That's a big mouth at Joe Biden, or as General McChrystal called him, Joe Bite Me. And for that comment, General McChrystal, one of the best combat generals in Afghanistan, was relieved and replaced by a guy that sent photos of himself topless to a lady in Florida, a general named Allen, who apologized for the Quran book burning, which was done as a sacred ritual not to desecrate a book, but to treat it with respect, according to the Americans, who believed that was the right way to do it and were told by Muslims that was the right way to do it. But General Allen, a four-star general, he apologized for the Marines. And as their punishment, they now have to carry umbrellas to protect President Mahatma Gandhi, who's in Africa. He's hovering around Nelson Mandela for a photo op. He's trying to get one where he's holding Mandela in his arms. Yeah, it's an old communist tactic. But anyway, Mahatma Gandhi, speaking of Mahatma Gandhi, he ran a gas station down in St. Louis. You know who said that? Senator Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she said Mahatma Gandhi ran a gas station down in St. Louis. Senator Hillary Clinton. And you know what? She's getting ready to run. She's got T-shirts out there with her picture on them that say ready. She's got a big shopping bag that says ready. I call it a throw-up bag. Yeah. Here's a good one coming out here. Some junior high N-word kicked Steve's ass while he was trying to help his brothers out. Junior high or sophomore in high school, whatever it was. Steve had the N-word down. However it was Steve's fault. He had the N-word down, and he let him up, and the N-word blindsided him. That's Roger Clinton, the president's brother, on audio tape. Yes, you know, Democrats used to say the N-word a lot. If you let their black-haired answer mammy, who be smart, does they like you, like how you shine your shoes, Condoleezza? On the way you wash and park the whitey's cars, that's left-wing radio host Neil Rogers. Blacks and Hispanics are too busy eating watermelons and tacos to learn how to read and write. You know who made that quotation? Mike Wallace on CBS News, and the source is Newsmax. And here's Black on Black. In the days of slavery, there were those slaves who lived on the plantation, and there were those slaves who lived in the house. You get the privilege of living in the house if you serve the master exactly the way the master intended to have you serve him. Colin Powell's committed to come into the White House of the master. When Colin Powell dares to suggest something other than what the master wants to hear, he will be turned back out to pasture. That's by Harry Belafonte, an American hating a communist who made a fortune on the people he despises. And here's another one. Republicans bring out Colin Powell and J.C. Watts because they have no program, no policy. They have no love and no joy. They'd rather take pictures with black children than feed them. That's Donna Brazile, Al Gore's campaign manager for the 2000 election. You remember Al Bin Gore? Sold his country out to the Qataris for $100 million? Yeah. Oh, on Clarence Thomas, a handkerchief head chicken and biscuit eating Uncle Tom, says Spike Lee. I love chicken, I love biscuits, and I happen to be an Uncle Tom. And I'm white. He's married to a white woman. He wants to be white. He wants a colorless society. He has no ethnic pride. He doesn't want to be black. California State Senator Diane Watson's on Ward Connolly's interracial marriage. Comments are from the past. I don't hear anybody saying trashing the Kardashians. What, did the Kardashians vote a Democrat? Comments are from the past. Rather, I would die 1,000 times, this one gets me, man, and see old glory trampled in the dirt, never to rise again, than to see this beloved land of ours become degraded by race mongrels, a throwback to the blackest specimen from the wilds. That's former Klansman and current U.S. Senator, who's now deceased, Robert Byrd, a man who is referred to by many Democrats as the conscience of the Senate. In a letter written in 1944 after he quit at the KKK. Now, I got to tell you something about Senator Robert Byrd. If you go to YouTube and type in Flag Burners of Record, Robert Byrd comes up. So he voted to burn the flag. I am a former Kleagle of the Ku Klux Klan in Raleigh County and the adjoining counties of the state. The Klan is needed today as never before, and I am anxious to see its rebirth here in West Virginia. It is necessary that the order be promoted immediately in every state of the Union. Will you please inform me as to the possibilities of rebuilding the Klan in the realm of Western Virginia? The realm. I hope you will find it convenient to answer my letter in regards to future possibilities. Former Klansman and current U.S. Senator, now deceased, Robert Byrd, the conscience of the Senate, the Democratic Senate. Never forget, Lincoln was a Republican. These laws of segregation are still constitutional, and I promise you, until they are removed by the ordinance books of Birmingham and the statute books of Alabama, they will be enforced in Birmingham to the utmost of my ability and by all lawful means. Democrat Bull Connor, 1957, Commissioner of Public Safety. Oh, here's a real good one. I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Lyndon B. Johnson to 2 governors on Air Force One, according to Ronald Kessler's book, Inside the White House. Harry Truman also, but I got to tell you, I'm giving Harry a pass. I like Harry Truman. I call him the last real Democrat. There's some people who have gone over the state and said, well, George Wallace has talked too strong about segregation. Now, let me ask you this. How in the name of common sense can you be too strong about it? You're either for it or against it. That's not any middle ground as far as I know. That's George Wallace. Here's the J word coming up. You effing J bastard. Hillary Clinton to political operative Paul Frey. That was revealed in a State of the Union inside the complex marriage of Bill and Hillary Clinton and has been verified by Paul Frey and three witnesses. The Jays don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler. Well, that's a good name. Hitler was a very great man. He rose Germany up from the ashes. Louis Farrakhan, 1984, who campaigned for Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney in 2002. Now, that nation called Israel never had any peace in 40 years, and she will never have any peace because there can never be any peace structured on injustice, thievery, lying, and deceit, and using the name of God to shield your dirty religion under his holy and righteous name. Louis Farrakhan, who campaigned for Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney in 1984. Jaime's Jaimetown. Jesse Jackson's description of New York while on the 1984 presidential campaign trail. Jays, that's J-E-W-S, Democratic State Representative Bill McKinney, on why his daughter Cynthia lost in 2002. On whites, I want to go up to the closest white person and say, you can't understand this, it's a black thing, and then slap him just for my mental health. Charles Barron, New York City councilman at a reparations rally. I made a lot of money there. I was selling Reparation H because everybody's butt was getting burned. That was in 2002. Civil rights were not passed to protect the rights of white men and do not apply to them. Mary Frances Berry, Chairwoman, U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. I will not let the white boys win this election, Donna Brazil, Al Gore's campaign manager. The old white boys got taken fair and square, San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, after winning the election. There are white N-words. I've seen a lot of white N-words in my time. Robert Byrd, the titular head of the Democrat Party, the sage. The Medicaid system has been developed by the white male slave owner. It pays you to be pregnant and have a baby, but it won't pay for much family planning. Jocelyn Elders. The white man is our mortal enemy, and we cannot accept him. I will fight to see that vicious beast go down into the lake of fire. For him from the beginning, that he never rise again to give any innocent black man, woman, and child the hell that he was delighted in pouring on us for 400 years. Louis Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam. Did you ever see how the Muslims rounded up slaves in Africa? Go back and get look at some of the drawings of maybe 20 males at a time. With iron rings around their neck, with a big log poured through the iron ring, and 20 in a row, or a row upon row upon row upon row, being forced to march through the Nafud Desert to go to Saudi Arabia, who, by the way, banned slavery in 1962, but it still goes on today. Yeah. Be careful when you throw stones. There's no great white bigot. There's just 200 million little white bigots out there. USA Today columnist Julian Malvo. We have lost to the white racist press and the racist reactionary Jewish misleaders. Former Representative Gus Savage, after his defeat in 1992. White folks was in caves while we was building empires. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around to it. Al Sharpton, the king of NBC. in a 1994 speech at Keene College, New Jersey. "The white race is the cancer of human history," Susan Sontag. "Reparations are really a good way for white people to admit they were wrong," Zach Webb, University of Kentucky, NAACP. In the 50s, NAACP was a good organization. Now it's a communist front group. No, you can't say communist. They use the words liberal, leftist. I use the word communist. Anybody who divides this country is a communist to me. Because that's the communist goal. So they're working for the boss. They're working for the massa. Joe Stalin is the massa. Break for a tune. Okay, enough with the dirty boogie. Okay, why am I doing N-word candidates? Because this Paula Deen has been raked over the coals, and I've never seen so many self-righteous people proclaiming they never said the N-word. Do you know what the three biggest lies in the world are? The check is in the mail. I never said the N-word, and there's nothing wrong with Alec Baldwin. Yeah, and there's more, but we'll give them to you later. This is an article by a lady named Dale Gardner, and she's founder and president of the National Black Pro-Life Union. Remember earlier I told you there's 1,100 black babies being killed every day by Planned Parenthood, and she's trying to save a handful. She made history when, as Miss Delaware, she became the first black woman to be named a semifinalist in the renowned Miss America pageant, and she broke the racial barrier. But now she's pro-life, so she'll be labeled a putana by the communists. Celebrity chief Paula Deen has been under fire because she admitted to using the N-word 30 years ago. Who was president 30 years ago? What was the condition of the country 30 years ago? In the past, while referring to African Americans, of course I find this whole episode very unsettling. I hate the N-word no matter who uses it. and even when it is used by members of my own race. But here's the thing. As a black woman, I am having a problem condemning one person for using it while applauding others. For instance, according to Newsmax story on July the 17th of 2000, Arkansas Trooper Larry Patterson confirmed that he frequently heard Bill Clinton use the N-word to refer to both Jesse Jackson and local Little Rock black leader Robert Say McIntosh. Longtime Clinton paramour Dolly Kyle Browning corroborated Patterson on Clinton's use of the N-word. Not only did he use the N-word, he also called him a goddamn N-word. Browning also told Newsmax that President Clinton would regularly make derogatory comments about African Americans in private. He has used the N-word before. Come on, the guy was a governor in Arkansas. You going to tell me that he never used the N-word? That's one of the three biggest lies. I never said the N-word. There are guys that go into closets and rattle it off. He has used the N-word before, and Bill would make snide remarks about blacks behind their backs. Larry Patterson also said Hillary Clinton was no stranger to the N-word either. He said he had heard her use it many times, yet Bill and Hillary Clinton are both placed on a high golden pedestal in spite of their racial slurs. Democrat President John Kennedy is lauded as a proponent of civil rights. However, Kennedy voted against the 57 Civil Rights Act while he was senator. He opposed the 1963 March on Washington by Dr. Martin Luther King and chose a racist for his vice president, LBJ. When LBJ became president after Kennedy's assassination behind closed doors, Johnson said, "These Negroes, they're getting uppity these days. That's a problem for us. Since they got something now, voting rights they never had before, the political pull to back up their uppityness." How's that? He also felt he had to give blacks a something, but as he put it, a little something, just enough to quiet them down, but not enough to make a difference. He also went on to say, "I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Go independent, boys. Go independent. Do not be anybody's slave. You're your own man." Unfortunately, the truth is, Presidents Kennedy and Johnson were not very fond of blacks specifically. They were just very fond of the votes. That's all. They're all the same. They're all the same. Both parties. Stay independent. Don't become anybody's boy. The point is, there are many who make disparaging racial remarks, and some of them make those remarks in public, while most of them in private. A few years back, Senator Harry Reid privately described Barack Obama during the presidential campaign as a black candidate who could be successful thanks in part to his light-skinned appearance and speaking patterns with no Negro dialect, unless he wanted to have one. What in tarnation is Negro dialect? Bill Clinton said of Obama, "A few years ago, this guy would be getting us coffee." In spite of Clinton's numerous indiscretions, America hails him as one of the country's most popular presidents ever. I don't. I call him President Pinocchio Pants, and he gave us 911 in 1993 when Osama bin Laden struck for the first time. He did not retaliate, and he kicked the can down the road until George Bush was forced to pick it up, along with the bodies of 3,000 dead Americans. 2,800 in New York, plus 200 unborn babies who died with their pro-life mothers. And those babies were never given names and put on the wall. And I wish the families of those mothers who died would name those children who died with their mothers and put their names on the wall with their mothers. Paula Deen is not an elected official, but she is a celebrity, and we all know that celebrities constantly say and do the dumbest and most ignorant things. She apologized. I accept her apology. Let's move on now past the Krispy Kreme bread pudding. And I say, let he is without sin cast the first the blueberry muffin. Let me find you a tune. We'll do a little of a music, and we'll line up the next talking point. Let's see here. Oh, that's 42 minutes. That's a long tune. I got a lot of long tunes here. We got to come down here. We're looking for two-minute tunes. You don't want to hear... here's one that's always good. A Million to One. Identified Tom Cruise as her fifth greatest lover. How do you like that, huh? Did that make you feel thrilled? Were you thrilled down to your shoes? Huh? Pigs in a Blanket. I like Tom Cruise. He gives us good movies. Cher gives us nothing but agita. Okay. I have a video here. And let's see. This video is about a guy who broke into a house of a woman in Dumont, New Jersey, and it's been all over the news. I'm sure you've seen it by now. The guy was like a fullback for a professional football team. He broke down the door, and he grabbed this poor, helpless woman, and he beat her in front of her three-year-old daughter. And he wasn't satisfied just to beat her. He punched the lights out. And then when he caught his breath, he beat her again while she was helpless on the floor. And then he got her up and he slammed her around. I think he threw her over a cocktail table. And then he took her and he threw her down a flight of stairs into the basement. And this woman, to protect her child, wouldn't scream because she didn't want to scare a one-year-old baby, a one-and-a-half-year-old baby upstairs. She didn't want to scare that. Well, this beast beat her unmercifully. And she tried to stay centered where there was a nanny cam so they could get a picture of this guy, and they caught this guy. And I guarantee you, when he goes to trial, he'll have a suit on, and they'll be showing his baby pictures. I have yet to see the latest version, the most current photo of a Trayvon Martin. They only show his baby pictures. I hate that. And you know what they did to this guy? One of the news channels, this is no lie, right? This guy is black. They whited him out with whiteout. I'm telling you, they whited his skin color out with whiteout. I saw it on the news. It's unbelievable. You know, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. So, I call for an instant checkout verdict plus applause. The woman in Dumont, New Jersey, I start my day as most Americans do, real Americans, watching the Last Truth Channel. Only Fox tells the truth. Run with it, Roger. Sadly, I watched a video of what appeared to be an Oriental woman being stomped to death by a huge black man who looked like a football fullback. The only thing this colossus didn't do was rape her. He beat her, he kicked her, and rapidly punched her, throwing her around the living room. Finally, he threw her down a flight of stairs into the basement, then robbed the house. He kicked in the front door. No door could have stopped this beast. Fortunately, Mom had a nanny cam, and she tried to position herself while being beaten so the nanny cam would capture good footage, which it did. All the neighbors of this animal will shudder to think that it lives next door to us. There was no way this woman could defend herself from her attacker. The only way she could have stopped him, and girls, you got to join the NRA. I'm telling you right now, things are not getting better in this country. Every day you become more vulnerable. The only way she could have stopped him was 3 bullets in the head. Yep, that's what would have done it. 3 bullets in the head. If there ever was a reason for women to take an NRA safety course, just show this video and then ask, who wants a gun? This murderer, and I'm sure he has a track record of unsolved crimes, struck so quickly that maybe Mom could not have gotten to her gun. But then again, maybe the door did not collapse on the first hit. One can only conclude that guns save more lives than are lost. Is it time for a body holster? She could have had the gun on her person. And I know guns in the house with kids is dangerous, but let me tell you something. When somebody's kicking in the door and you got 2 helpless children, thank God he didn't decide to kill everybody. You would be glad to have that gun. And all you have to do is know how to point it front ways and pull the trigger. I have always been for women to be armed. The only way for 110 pounds to stop 250 pounds is using an equalizer. Unfortunately, the communists who want to take all Americans' guns away so you could be murdered by the party of death scares women about guns. There are a lot of female vets coming back from jihad land, and they can help you train with guns. Vets, there is extra money to tide you over. You don't need a Clint Eastwood gun, girls. All you need is a petite 22 the size of a compact in an elegant Coach holster. I call it the mind changer. It's hard to concentrate on killing you when the bad person is getting bullet stings in the legs, chest, and head. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all stay free. Girls, get your share of the second amen. That's the Second Amendment. If one life is not precious, no life is precious. We'll give you a quick tune. Here's a quick one.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing in a song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. How I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be a among the folks in GIX. I even know my mammy is waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. The old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in GIX. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Okay, so get ready for Hillary. And I'm going to clue you in on something. If you see a CNN clip from the World Trade Center when the Clinton Towers came down, and you see Hillary at the funeral of Father Michael Judge shaking the hands of the firemen who were lined up to pay their tributes to that priest, it was all staged, and the firemen hated doing it. But she took them all by surprise. If you see that clip, call me right away, because I know the whole story about that clip. Jeb Bush to give award to Hillary Clinton. Why not Mother of the Year? And Bill is the Father of the Year. Bill is the Father of the Year. Yeah, if he was a farmer, he would suffer from crop failure. Stay out the bushes. Have you met the gang of eight demo camos? The only way to stop the run on freedom is for the Tea Party to vote a Democrat in the states that 15 rhinos voted amnesty. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? Why not have your enemy in front of you rather than your Republican enemy stabbing you in the back? Do you know why Ademo Camos hate Paula Deen? Not because she said the N-word in 1986, but because she made a bundle working hard. And remember this, if you're trapped in a room with a cobra and a rhino, you know, of the two snakes, which one would you kill first? Kill the rhino. Because you know what the cobra's going to do. I want to hear the Bush story. George won election beating out Al Jazeera Gore. Al Jazeera Gore. He thought he was going to have a nice easy ride like Clinton had. He was reading to a classroom full of black kids in Florida when Andy Carr whispered in his ear, the Clinton 93 Towers, oh, by the way, a Democrat today tried to blame the World Trade Center bombing on Giuliani. You know, Giuliani would make a good presidential candidate. He knows how to clean things up. He knows how to get to the bottom of things. Giuliani would be good for the country. You could sleep at night. You wouldn't have to sleep under the bed either. The Clinton 93 towers are burning. He looked at the faces of the kid and said to himself, holy smoke, we're under attack. These poor kids. What a way to welcome them into their heritage. He took 8 minutes to move, and the communist press called him a coward. The demo camos immediately went into cover-up mode. Hillary, using that famous demo camo tactic of blame and deflect, screamed, what did Bush know and when did he know it? Then the rigged 911 committee turned the hearings into an elect John Kerry campaign. The committee had no swearing-in Bible and ended the oath with the words, so help you. At the last Demo Camo convention, 3 times they tried to get God on the party platform, and 3 times they kicked God out. They finally made it official, and what they did was they called for the third count, and when the nays had it, the quisling at the podium said, the yeas have it, but God is out of the Democrat Party. That's the party of no God, no country, burn the flag, kill the kids, sell dope for taxes. Then Iraq came into focus. Oh, GW sent troops to Al-Qaeda. training camps in Afghanistan and to wipe out their facilities and get bin Laden. Then Iraq, it came into focus, and everybody will tell you Obama got bin Laden, but he gave him 4 months to get away. So then Iraq came into focus based on the rumors Saddam had WMDs. All Saddam had to say, this is the dumbest man in the Middle East in 500 years. All he had to say was, come look. And he would still have his 180 vehicles. He would still have his 11 palaces. He would still have the keys to the bank. And he blew it. He bluffed. And that's all he had to do was say, come see for yourself. He wouldn't have died. His sons would not have died. 4,700 American inspectors would not have died. He'd still have his cars, palaces, and keys to the bank. Instead, he chose to bluff, and he ended up dancing on a rope, being buried on Sandal Hill. And during Desert Storm, when GW's daddy was advised by Colin Powell to let the Iraqi Republican Guard go home, Colin called it a turkey shoot, and the demo commos cried, Daddy Bush did not go far enough. So when GW turned into Saddam's Baghdad Palace 27 days after coming out of a sandstorm, the demo commos shouted, GW went too far. They are not qualified to judge porridge temperature, let alone security decisions, which they are now destroying the defenses of the United States. The Rumsfeld Marshal was a great Secretary of Defense with eons of experience, and the greatest Vice President, Dick Cheney, the sage of Wyoming, with eons of experience. Both were destroyed in the communist media. Did you know that Joseph Stalin used to write articles for the New York Times? And he used to give them to a guy named Durante, who said they were his? Yeah. While he was murdering 10 million Russians, he was writing articles on how great communism was, and Durante was swearing to it. Do not trust anything you read in the Times. The hammer and sickle is off the top of the paper, but it's there. It's a silent hammer and sickle. Yep, all Saddam had to do was say, come see for yourself. After 9/11, we were never hit again under Bush. In Afghanistan, Bush lost 461 Americans in 8 years while he was fighting two wars, and the Demokamo press attacked him daily, sticking microphones in the faces of Gold Star mothers, asking, how do you feel losing your son under George Bush? But you don't see them sticking any microphones in today's mothers, do you? No, they don't want you to know that there's 2,000 dead Americans. It's closer to 2,500 now. And that's not counting the 54 Americans shot in the back by our Afghani allies, plus one GI who had his throat cut while teaching kids how to play basketball. You'll never see those. Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times articles, they don't write those articles. They don't even call them American troops. You know what they call them? NATO troops. And the Afghan body count is high, and we haven't even begun the run out yet, where Obama will probably create another Mogadishu mile based on his failure to lead in Benghazi. It wasn't a failure. He just didn't want to be bothered. Saved the bad news for somebody else, and Hillary faked a blood clot. You don't think that Hillary had a blood clot, do you? Yeah, and if she did, she's not qualified to be president because she might have another one. So pick your poison. Yeah, Casey Sheehan's mother was dragging Casey's body all around the world into communist Venezuela. I remember that. Yeah, it was all Bush's fault. You don't see anybody dragging their son's body on this side, do you? I pray we do not have another Mogadishu mile run out of Afghanistan. Do you know the four biggest lies in the world? The check is in the mail. I never said the N-word. I only want a hug. There's five. There's nothing wrong with Alec Baldwin. and I'm proud I'm a flag-burning, baby-killing, dope-dealing for taxes, godless Democrat. Got a couple of sites for you to take a look at. YouTube, Save the Kids. Ask yourself, why, if we're murdering 4,700 children a day, why are we not getting the Nazi award that outdistances the Holocaust by millions? Over 50 million we've killed under Roe versus Wade. How about SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed? Try that on YouTube. SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. Another one is Flag Burners of Record. You'll see they're all Democrats, only 8 Republicans. Flag Burners of Record. Then there's one called Copy of Benghazi 911 Call. That will break your heart. And there's one a little funny. It's called IRS Abracadabra. A-B-R-A-C-A-D-A-B-R-A. IRS Abracadabra. Get close to spelling it. YouTube will probably sort it out for you. So welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book. We got 3 minutes and 58 seconds left. I'm going to eat up 327 with ammo.
A boy found a dream upon a distant shore. A maid with a way of whispering, "Si, señor." Each night, while guitars would softly play, the tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, how I long to hear you say, I love you.
Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
Going to give you one last recap. There was an election in Massachusetts, and a flag burner named Markey won again. this guy is an enemy of America. But then again, Massachusetts sends nothing but losers, as does Connecticut, as does New York. Sorry, I got to tell it like it is. As does New Jersey. We're in trouble. We're losing our country. Do you know that the five most generous states in the Union to give charity? Do you know which five they are? They're all in the South and they're the poorest states. Now, why is that? Why is that? When I sat down at a table and nobody ate, everybody ate half their meal. And the other half went in the garbage. You think God's going to be happy with us? That we're pigging out while people are starving? Huh? We couldn't have ordered smaller portions and sent some money to bail out some American Indian or some starving American? You don't think there were starving Americans in this country? So, the Markey victory was over a guy named Gomez. Markey beat him by 10%. If you are a Navy SEAL running for office as Gomez was, it means nothing in a nation that never serves. If you're a middle-of-the-road re-puppy, you are a Democrat, whether your name is Scott Brown or tragically Gomez. That was Gomez's mistake. He tried to stay in closer to Markey than closer to his conscience, believing that he couldn't win unless he sold a part of himself over to the Democrats. You can't do that. You got to be a man of conviction. You got to take the lash. Do you think this nation knows that the most common Latino name to die in the war against Islam is Gomez? 14 of them to date. We can't even pretend that Muslims like us. What do we have in common? Surely not the same God. All others are false idols to Muslims. Surely not language. Surely not family. Americans kill their own children at the rate of 4,700 per day. When I wrote this, it was 10:49 a.m., and already 900 American kids had been pulled apart limb by limb. And if you want to call me a racist, just remember I'm trying to save from the horror of Planned Parenthood, 1,100 black babies a day. I'm trying to save 1,100 black babies a day and 700 Latino babies a day, along with 1,200 white Americans. I believe in a unified country, and those who divide us will destroy us, and you're going to look like hell on the hook. So it's 10:49, and already 900 American kids have been pulled limb by limb apart. Our politicians have reinstated a law that allows them to profit on insider trading. Did you know that? When everybody was looking and complaining, they killed the insider trading law that allowed them to inside trade. And then when nobody was looking, they put the law back on the books. You think they're looking out for you? Only to shine their shoes. And when I'm president, I'm outlawing Gucci shoes in Washington. Everybody's going to have to wear sweaters and a pair of boots, manure boots. Under Sharia law, the House and Senate would have no hands to collect payoff envelopes from special interest money changers. Obama is off to bring democracy to Africa and turn that aircraft carrier around to the USA and bring back the democracy that you crushed in a once great republic. Do you really need an aircraft carrier with a crew of 5,000 that sleeps on a nuclear reactor plus 60 fighter aircraft and marine snipers to hunt wildebeest and rob lions of food? Why not stop at Benghazi and show the family where Obama left two Americans to die in Operation Stand Down? You can hear Hillary say, "What does it matter how they died?" You can hear the cowardly lion Panetta say, "We can't go rushing in guns a-blazing without knowing the layout." Nice time to tell us, the two on the roof who always believed SEALs would not let a brother die without coming to help. And they waited for that bugle sound, and they never heard it. They waited for that flyover from that jet that was 20 minutes away, and they never heard it. Yeah, and I don't believe that the drone was unarmed. And I do believe that that drone had a sister nearby that could have been armed. Now you have to kill us and be obvious. Oh, this is as sure as, let me see when I skipped here. Oh, great divider, once again you prove you hate this country as sure as chaplains go to jail for Jesus and Marines now hold umbrellas. Nice try on the gun seizure. Now you'll have to kill us and be obvious. And I told you about the 15 Rhino Quislings. 15 Rhino Quislings need to be fired. They hate the Tea Party, so the Tea Party in their state should fire them. And the way to do it is to rock the vote. Vote for the Democamo candidate. At least you'll have your enemy front and center instead of a Sicilian, pronounced the Sicilian, stabbing you in the back. You only have to do it once, and the message will ring true forever. Saint Tim Tebow, pray for us. There's two people in America that are hated by the communists. You know who they are? Tim Tebow and Pope Francis. Marcus Tullius Cicero warned us about rhinos. On the Appian Way, there's a sign that says, "Beware the Ides of March and Linseed Graham." So we got some YouTube sites you might want to take a look at. Flag Burners of Record, Save the Kids, 911 Danny Boy, SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed, copy of Benghazi 911 call, and I pledge to thee a boycott NBC. And then I had that video that I sent out of that guy beating that Oriental woman. And let's see what else we got here. Why would people go to foreign lands like Russia to adopt a baby when they can save one from the killing pile at any planned slaughterhood chop shop? Choose to save one. Tomorrow there will be only 4,699 being butchered instead of 4,700. And if you notice, the Pope, there's no news on this new Pope. And there was one article on AOL about the Pope, and when I clicked on it, the Huffington Post came up, and the first five blogs were by atheists. Yeah, unbelievable. Get my book, The Spirit of America Party. On the top of the picture of the eagle, it says, "Take me to the beach." I'm signing off. I wish you well. Until we meet again, when the stick in the shadow, and when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. That's at 3 o'clock. Talk to you.